Everybody, here we are again with a new episode of our podcast, The Debaters. And I can't do it for my own because I need my girlfriend for it. Where is she?
Hi.
Hey, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm fine too. Oh, I'm so excited to hear your voice.
You do? Oh, I have the same with yours. You're happy.
Yay. That makes me happy that you are happy.
It's good. It's good. We're both happy then. That makes it very good.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the topic that we have today.
You do?
Yeah.
I already thought so a little bit. I was like,
Yeah, because we actually talking about my favorite pupil after Tibet, of course. But Hel and Tina, also the thing how Tina treated Helena like that. And I think it's a good topic.
It is. I think it's a tough topic because we also had it on Facebook last time that we reacted both on this topic, how it was between the three of them.
Yeah.
And I think our opinion is a little bit different than from the Tibet lovers. I'm a Tibet lover too, but... after seeing a couple of times the L word, your opinion change a lot of time.
That's true. Yeah. Also, where we watched season 5 and season 6, where Beth was with Jody, and my opinion changed too about the wolf thing.
Yeah, I'm really glad about that because my opinion is the same between Beth and Jody, that it didn't change from the beginning on. I was happy that you saw the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think let's start to discuss about the thing.
Yes, please.
So yeah, we said that we want to start with the same start where Tina began to treat it Helena. Because she's cheated on her with Beth.
Yes.
And Helena didn't know it for the whole seasons. Nobody talked to her about it. And when Beth leaves Tina's apartment, Helena arrived because they had a date actually. In it, Tina asked Helena on the morning that she came down to her, and Helena said yes.
Yeah.
Helena wasn't not so happy about to come to her apartment because it's far away or something.
Yeah, didn't feel like home. Maybe at Tina's apartment. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Helena wanted that Tina stayed with her in her house because before she bought it, she said all the time, oh, it's our house. And Tina said then, but you live in there or something because Beth looked all the time then like, what the fuck? You move with her in a house together and after so short time. And I think, Helena thought she moved with her in her house, I guess, to be a family.
Yeah, and I think that was the thing a little bit with Helena, that she was going a little bit too fast. And Tina was not really... To be honest, Tina was never over Beth, of course.
No.
And she found Helena... really nice and everything,
but
that was still on her mind, and that was the reason that Tina didn't want to live at Helena's house, I guess.
Yeah, I guess she don't want to hurt Bet.
Mm-hmm.
But actually she hurt then Helena with, because Helena was totally in love with her. She did so many things for her, and yeah, then the thing that Tina cheated on her with Bet. I mean, my tippet heart exploded, of course. I was the happiest fan girl when I saw, she cheated on Helena, yoo-hoo! Then I thought, why I am so excited? She cheated. It's bad. Every Tibetan will be happy about, but she cheated.
Yeah.
And that's the thing what I hate.
Yeah, the cheating things from Tina, it's always like she's really against it.
Mm-hmm.
But she does it also because she did it with Bet on Helena.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also
with Henry and Josh on Bet.
Yes. And yeah, but not with Brenda, of course, because she was not really with Bet. And so that's not cheating, but she does it also. So that's why I still don't really get it sometimes that Tina says, I don't like when people cheat and everything. It's not okay. But actually, she does it too.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's the point what I hate so much on her. She hates it and do it also. That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I know. And but I told you the thing with Tina is I don't know what it is, but I can always forgive Tina that so easily.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's stupid. But because in the beginning, Beth cheated on her with Candace, of course, and then I was like, oh, poor Tina. I'm really in the fact it's not okay what Beth did. But then she did the same, of course, Helena with Bet. And I was like, okay. I didn't mention it from the beginning, actually. And I was like, okay, Bet and Tina are coming back together. And that was the thing. But if you did it a couple of times, the opinion changed a little bit. And then you come back like, it's not okay to cheat. And she does it also. So, yeah.
And I think... cutie Helena didn't deserve it.
That
Tina cheated on her. She was so nice to her, actually. Yeah, I know, some people will not agree with me because she was so unfair against Bet. But she was all the time, every time, nice to Tina. She did her best. She took care for her. She never was unfair against her, like she was against Bet.
No, true. I think Helena was like, she really liked Tina in the beginning. More like, oh, I like you, and we can see where it goes. But later on the season, you can see that she really loved Tina later on. Mm-hmm. But then Tina was already a little bit away because she was into Bet.
Yeah,
which in my eyes is the best, but it wasn't fair. Helena did a lot of things for Tina, like,
yeah.
But also the thing with Helena is like she's really going way too fast, and I think that's scared. Maybe a little bit scared also, but she didn't say it, and I think if she would have said it to Helena, it would have been better.
Yeah, but I think that is the point. She never would tell Helena she goes too fast because she already loved Bet.
Yeah,
so
true.
Maybe I think in the start she wants really to be with Helena, but when she realized that she loved Bet, she thought, okay, I need a reason to break up with her or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. That is what I don't get, because when Bet leaves and Helena comes, she he said to her if he wants to fuck her, and then she drive crazy that she opened the door and yelled after her neighbors, oh, I want to fuck my girlfriend, come on, come on, because Helena, as we know that Helena loves the public sex. And then Helena said, stop, Tina, you drive crazy and I don't like it. I drive home. And then Tina said, no, no, don't leave me. And she cried. And then when Helena is away, she said, fuck. And then they said they talked about actually not. Because yeah,
a day later on the phone, they talked about it.
Yeah, and I think Helena said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. And but for what? She was actually so cute in the scene. Okay, she left, but she wasn't not ready for the situation, I guess. It was too much for her.
I think the only thing that she didn't need to say that it was because of her hormones. That was not nice from Helena, but actually, Tina was the one who was really wrong about it. And but you know what the thing with Tina also was? I think she was losing her mind right now, because at that moment she really loved Helena, but she also loved Beth.
Yeah,
I think that was the problem with that.
Yeah, so. I think so. Yeah, you can be right with, because. She said that she wanted to try it out with Helena as Cupid, I guess, or and that is the point what I really hate then. And I think it's so cute from Helena then, because she said then, darling. Then
and everybody says they were not exclusive, but when Helena calls you darling, you are exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, Tina wanted to try it out with her. She never talked about with her like, oh, but I want to meet other people too, like Beth. And
yeah, it was kind of weird, of course. Yeah. And I don't know, because I found it still weird. I the thing between them, because later on Tina said, well, you said like, I want to see other people, and Helena totally knows that she means Bet.
Yeah,
so she says, yeah, you don't want to see other people, you want to see Bet, and Tina didn't really react on it. So
yeah, and I think if Tina had said, Helena, I'm sorry, I love Beth, I want to be with her, I think Helena were okay with. She said, she had said, yeah, okay, I failed it already, that you loved her again or always, and I let you go or something. But so I get Helena, really, after her words, we are not exclusive, that she meets then other peoples.
Yeah.
I get Helena, really.
Because I think Helena was like, if I say like, we're not exclusive, then it don't hurt so much. But actually it does, because she really liked Tina, of course. And they both went together to that premiere, the thing that Tina got an award. And Beth was also there. Helena invited Beth.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was generous, but I think also Helena was like, I want to see how that goes. She was also a little bit jealous. And when Tina said to Beth, like, oh, you look amazing, and thank you for being here. And Beth says, yeah, I wouldn't miss it. And she said, I really liked it last time. It was nice. And then she says, maybe we should see how it goes. And
yeah,
that was kind of like nice in my eyes.
Yeah,
actually, because she said, but what about Helena?
Yes,
So,
and then Tina said, we are not exclusive or something, or because the
yeah.
And that is the point what I hate on Tina, that she said it too bad, because she gave bad hope, and uh-huh. that in my eyes not okay when you are with someone and give someone else a hope. No.
True.
That is not okay, I think. And she should be honest with her and say, yeah, I am with Helena, but we talked about that I want to see you again or something.
Yeah. That would have been also okay.
Yeah, but not we are not exclusive. So I think that is maybe then the point, because Beth says later to Helena that she didn't took care of Tina and everything. Because she knows, oh, okay, we are not exclusive. Tina meets someone and Helena meets someone, because she saw then Helena with someone else. And so uh-huh. it comes maybe then in her mind that she never took care of Tina and everything, but she does.
Yeah, she really does, because if you look at the fact what she did in her house and everything for Tina.
Yeah.
She wanted to meet her friends and everything. So yeah, she was really taking care of her. But I think it also, Helena was right later on that moment. She was like, yeah, I can take care of Tina, but she won't stay with me anyway.
Yeah.
And I still think with like when Beth got fired from the job at the CAC, I think Helena has nothing to do with that.
No.
Still. Because
she took care of Tina.
So.
Yeah. She really won. And so I'm a little bit mad with Beth about the thing that she said it to her. And I mean, yeah, she was pissed off because she lost her job, and but it's not fair against to be Helena like this. And
no, but I actually also got a little bit about Beth, because she was like, yeah, Helena was so much involved in everything she was doing at the CAC. I would have had that feeling too.
Yeah.
To be honest, mm-hmm. it's not an okay feeling. But yeah.
Yeah.
I get that also.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But yeah. And what I really hate too is when Helena, Tina, and Dana and Alice are in the planet. Okay, Helena has a girl on the other hand. But Tina said then she leave, because she want to go home, because she's tired and she want to be alone, because Helena said, I can come with you. And then comes the point what Tina does. She tries to bet. She lied then to Helena and said then, but she said, yeah, I want to be alone and she's tired. Yeah, maybe she's tired, but she won't be with Beth. Yeah. And that's the point what I really, really hate. Yeah.
It wasn't fair.
Tina pushed Helena with them, what she does then when she danced with someone else or flirts with someone else in her company. She pushed her with them.
Mm-hmm. True. And I must say, when she said, I want to be alone, and that she came to bed, it's not okay. I'm agreeing on the fact that she lied to Helena was not okay. But the fact that Tina was, of course, in love with Beth back again, and she really wanted mm-hmm. to support her because she knew that her father was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tina for that.
Yeah.
Really. Because it was so sweet and everything, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, that's the Tina I wanted to see. It's not okay to lying against Helena, because I really hated for her that for that too.
Mm-hmm.
But when she came to Beth and took care of Beth, I was like, yeah,
This is sweet. This is what we wanted. And I still love it. And that's why I said it before. That's the thing with Tina. I can forgive her so easily because after she does always something good. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, actually. But maybe I am too much then into Helen Tina because it breaks my heart a little bit. But,
yeah, but mine too, because I really liked Helena and Tina together. They were a really nice couple.
Yeah.
Because I think if you look at Helena and Beth, they have a lot in common.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are very strong persons. They have very strong opinions. They don't let them tell what to do. And the only thing that Helena have is she's a little bit more naive than Beth. But yeah, I get Tina why she felt in love with Helena. Definitely.
Yeah. And I mean, Helena can on the same way flirting like Beth.
It feeds her like Beth. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and and she wanted actually all the time best for Tina. She wanted to take care of her, and that is again what I have something in common because Beth wants the same.
Yeah, definitely. The most thing they have in common, Helena and Beth, is that they both want Tina.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
And I think Tina not only treated Helena when they were a couple, when they were friends, it was the same. Because in season 3, Helena offered her a job in her movie company, and Tina said, "Yeah, I want to work with you." And then they worked together, and then in season 4 it came that Helena lose all her monies. Mommy's monies, actually.
Yeah, it was Peggy Peabody's money, actually, but yeah.
And then she loses the movie company, as was, because Evan... Whatever. I forgot the whole name.
You mean the one, the guy?
Yeah.
Who wants to fire her?
Yeah. Who wants Tina's boss and wants and said and that she can keep her job if he fired Helena.
Yeah. It's Aaron Kornblatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. And I really, 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 really hate Tina for it because it's not a good friend in my eyes. Then
no, being the friendship was not really good, but I also get Tina a little bit because Beth didn't have a job back then, and she was like, "Yeah, if I would lose my job, I have a problem because I need a child to feed, a house to pay, and everything."
Yeah, but she wasn't actually with Beth in this time.
It's season 4. How stupid am I? Wow, I'm so sorry. Boof. Yeah, but still, I don't think Henry had a big job in my eyes, I think.
Yeah.
And that's why she was like, "Yeah, I need to fire her because otherwise I would lose my job."
Yeah.
It's not okay. That's something for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I get your point, but I can't share it.
No, but... No, that's really okay because I still think it's not okay, but yeah, I get Tina.
Yeah, I get her too, but no, I don't agree actually.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, because I mean, Helena was so sweet, and she get it. She get it too because of the point Tina have, and also Beth get it. But I think Beth still think it's not okay from her too.
No, I think so too. Beth was like, because if you look at the fact that Tina needed to go into a bidding war for Jenny's movie, that Beth said, yeah, I think you should give it to Tina. And Jenny said, why? Because she's your friend. It would be normal to do it. And then Jenny said, but if I would come to your university and I would say to you, I want to be a teacher, would you give me the job too? And she said, yeah, if it was for English, why not? And then I thought, like, but Helena didn't do that for Beth, for well, Tina didn't do that for Helena. She fired her, and it was still her friend. And I was like,
yeah, I
think she would have said to Aaron, like, yeah, you can fire maybe as a boss, but give her another job then.
Yeah, that's true. But nothing. Nothing! She didn't help Tina. The only thing what Tina did when they meet again in the planet and Henry was with her, Tina asked her then, why are you so far away from me? And Helena said, I'm not far away from you. And that's the thing what I don't get, because Tina was the person who was far away. She was with the straight people. She was with Henry. She learned new friends, and she found new friends from Henry. She was the one who was far away, but Helena was actually there. She wanted to be there for her all the time.
And that's totally true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I still don't get it, the friendship between Tina and Helena, but actually they were good friends, because if you look at season 6, that Tina really protected Helena and the fact with Dylan and everything, and I was like, okay, they are good friends, but to be honest, they were a better couple.
Yes.
And, but to go back in the thing with Beth in it, Beth was also the one who was like, in the beginning, Tina gave her hope and she went back to Helena for sure. Later on, then Tina was in Beth's house for the birthing tank and everything, and then she said, I wanted to have my baby in my own house. And that's the point that they were like back together, right?
Yes, yes. I never forget the first time I heard it, I screamed. I was so happy.
But still, if I see that scene, I really love a lot of Tibet scenes, of course.
Yeah.
And I think one that one is like a little bit like an underrated scene from them. But it was like so cute and so sweet and loving what they're talking about, because they wanted to come back as a family.
Yeah,
because Tina was like, yeah, she realized that Beth should be in Angie's life, and then you get further in the episodes that Tina needed to have a last checkup at the hospital, and then, boom, Helena shows up in a white amazing pantsuit. To be honest,
she looked so hot in it.
She looked incredible. And to be honest, Beth looked incredible too, because what she was wearing was amazing. And that's also the thing between Helena and Beth, what they have in common.
Yeah,
they both are so stylish. I love that.
That's true. But I think they have another thing in common, because when we see Helena in season 5 at the end, she can wear something comfy top, comfy outfits, and not any more stylish actually. And that's the same with Bad Answer, because she can wear it too, and it looks really good on a, on them.
Both. Totally. Yeah, what that is, but they look incredible together then.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's weird but also good, because they don't need so much glamorous clothes and still looking great.
Yes.
Yeah. And to go back to that scene between Helena, Beth, and Tina, that Helena showed up at Tina, that said, yeah, I want you to have lunch with me because you are the only one who can keep up with mommy, because everybody else adores her for like her money and everything. And that was true. Tina was the only one who really could stand with Peggy.
Yeah.
Without like kissing her feet or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think Tina had should do this as friends. She had she had be there for Helena, and they had break up in a normal way, because they never did actually.
No, it was really weird breakup between them.
Yeah, actually, also, if I'm honestly, I never saw Tina talking to Helena. Oh, I'm sorry. I leave you because I want to be with Beth again. She never did it.
No.
And I think that is the point too, that Helena came to the hospital probably because she wanted to know it.
Yeah,
I guess. True. And yeah.
And with that, I hope they took good care of you. I was like, in the first, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But the hospital from mother, of course. Well, from
yeah,
body family. I was like, okay, Helena, bold move, bold move. Very good of you.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. It was actually, I think it was a good move to show Tina, hey, I'm a person who you actually don't can't hurt so easily. And yeah, I think she want to give her with a statement who she is. And
yeah,
I think it's good, because so she showed really Tina, hello, I am a person, I'm not a tree or something, and I'm still there. And yeah, okay, I mean, she blackmailed her with it also, but I can't, yeah. She was hurt, she loved Tina.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird, I know.
Yeah, it's so weird. I think if Tina had said, Helena, I'm sorry, I didn't talk to you that I am here with Beth, but I want to be with Beth again, and I'm really sorry we had a good time, and maybe we can be friends, but I don't come with you to your mommy. Maybe yeah, like this. But
that would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It would have been nicer.
Yeah.
So
not the way what she did. So like, oh, ask someone from your other girls where you have on your other hand. And I was, okay, Tina, that is your fault that she had the other girls on her hand, because you said we weren't exclusive. And so I get Helena, really. I really get Helena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you look further, like, the fact that they were all in the theater because of Gloria Steinem and everything, and where Betty was and everything, Betty Rules. That Beth meets Peggy, Helena, and her new girl Lee. Tina was on the toilet, of course, she was not there. I must say, I really liked Peggy in that scene.
Yeah.
Because she said, she asked, oh, Beth, are you alone? Because I'm standing between those two lovers and everything. Maybe we can go for a drink. And she said, actually, no, I'm not alone. I'm here with my partner, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And the pet, Tina. Didn't you have a Tina? She said, is that a common name for lesbians? Actually, it's the same Tina. And I was like, okay, Peggy knew enough. It was really a...
yeah.
Yeah.
But I must say, I'm really sorry for Helena in this scene.
Because yeah.
She really liked Tina. And then she gets so moved from her own mother. I just mean too much to Helena because I really, really, really hate Peggy for it as the publisher of Helena. But when I look at it better, I really like her.
Yeah, of course, of course. But if you look at Peggy and Helena, they are not the really good example of being a mother and a daughter, but
no.
Really loves Helena, and Helena also really loves her mother, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit hard.
I think with a daughter like Helena and her story, because when we have the scene with Dylan because of the sexual harassment, they talked about her story that she stalked some other girls and that she was also in contact with the liar because of that. And yeah. I get Peggy, I guess. But I think it's... yeah, because Helena really likes sex.
So, yeah, but I get that too. So,
yeah. So, I think it's... Helena isn't a bad person, I think.
No, she isn't. Not at all.
I think Helena is a person who fall in love too fast with someone. She's naive. She really likes sex. I think that is the point that she,
yeah, it is.
That she is like she is with her story.
Absolutely. So yeah, and that's the thing between Helena. She's a really great person, but still,
yeah,
she is so many times hurt and everything. But yeah.
Yeah.
She can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. She is that good person.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So I'm really glad when we come back into the Elwood Generation Q that
yeah.
she is single or that she is with someone. I'm really
Yeah, me too. Me too. Because I don't see Helena with someone right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
It is. So
but I think
let's wait for that.
Up now like the others.
Mm-hmm.
Gets older and maybe more smarter, and
let's hope so.
Yeah, so I think maybe she has a kid again with someone, or kids maybe that they live now with her. I don't know.
We'll see. That's something we don't know for sure. So yeah.
Yes.
I'm really curious about that too. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I interrupted you. You wanted to say something?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Okay.
No, not anymore. Because I think we really had everything discussed right now.
Yeah, we had.
So, yeah. I don't know what to say anymore. So let's
Yeah, that's true. I'm really curious for the future of Tibet and of Helena, of course.
Also, yeah, sure, me too.
Yeah.
Good. We're not gonna say what the topic is for next week because that's a really nice one too, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
And it is. So yeah, let's hope what we see for the future for Tibet and everything. So I'm pretty excited also about the Outward Generation Q season 2. It must hurry up a little bit, please.
Yeah.
So.
Hello. Yeah, I'm really excited and curious about everything, and yeah.
Now we discussed everything, and then we think we need to say goodbye to our listeners and hear from them next week. Thank you, babe, for having the podcast again with me.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Hello. You. I said. I think we need to end it right now and say goodbye to our listeners and thank you, babe, for
yeah, of course. It was really fun and you know how much I like Helen Gina and yeah.
I know how much you like them, and that's good because then we have something to look forward to into another episode for our podcast because yeah it will definitely come back. I'm pretty sure about that. So yeah. Thanks for listening to us, the ones who already listened to the podcast and who listens every episode to us, because that's really awesome, the listeners we have, so yay. And
yeah,
I'll hear from you next time, baby. It was really
really
nice.
Really 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 love to hear you next time again.
Ah, me too. So well, I'm gonna say bye then. Okay. Yeah.